This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Tony here, our Nutridyne chemist, and he has some good questions. Before the show, he was asking the questions to compare to other iodines that they market as nascent or clean or this and that, or potassium iodate or whatever, iota caps or Lugol's iodine, which goes back several hundred years to a French chemist. These are all inferior forms of iodine that basically can't displace fluoride, chloride, or bromide, can't generate new mitochondria, don't have the killing capacity of plasma forms of iodine, and don't have the mitochondriogenesis properties or the anti-halide biotoxins, which actually act as a female receptor analog hundreds of times more powerful than E1, E2, E3 estrogenic molecules. And as a result, they're feminizing. So Nutridyne is a major rescue. And in fact, Edgar Cayce prophesied this back 100 years ago, that this would be necessary at the time of the end of the secular age, that without this, we're going to have a mitochondrial apocalypse, which we are. The mitochondria of all living animal eukaryotic organisms is dying. It's also interfering with the plasma capacity of plants to actually convert sunlight into energy and plant substance, which is why the poisoning of the benthic layer of the oceans is dropping the world oxygen concentration. It's not so-called fossil fuels. There's no such thing. There never was fossil fuels. The fuels of the earth and the oil of the earth is created by a nuclear reaction called the Gold Theory, published in 1951 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Russians believed it. I have oil engineer friends that are my wife's best friend, actually. He was over in Kazakhstan, him and her husband, both oil engineers. The fact is that people, as they often say, people in various areas are not trained as scientists. And they don't know the real facts, they know pseudoscience. But the fact is, a lot of marketers out there, they're liars. They don't understand the advanced plasma chemistry that Edgar Cayce prophesied. And your company is the only one that makes, for us, the Nutridyne. So let's talk about, you know, I don't really want to get into the other garbage stuff that's out there, or even mention specific names. I'd like to say, what does this do? It does four properties. I had somebody email me the other day, obviously they're not listening, because I repeat it over pretty well every week. It kills all pathogens, it generates new mitochondria, it helps to convert T4 to T3 through the 5' deiodinase, and it's an anti-estrogenic toxin, so it gets rid of halide toxins of fluoride, chloride, and bromide, which are not only killing mitochondria, but they're also feminizing it. So we're seeing a drop of 1% per year of male hormone. We're seeing, from 1973 to 2011, a 73% drop in sperm count. At the rate we're going, basically, males would be incapable of, without enhancing their sperm count, producing any kind of live embryos, and they may, in fact, have to do embryo implantation because males won't be able to fertilize their wives with their sperm count, and if their male hormone keeps dropping, they won't even be able to get erections. So people don't understand this. We're not far away from what I call a biological apocalypse, are we?
No, we're not.
And people want to argue with me. I'm thinking, you know, if you want to argue with me, bring it on. Now, I don't get many callers, and I try to beg my guests. I had a good guest yesterday, Lo Aponte. He wanted to talk about the holographic universe, but I'm going to ask you to ask the toughest question, you're a chemist, that you can possibly ask on any area dealing with, let's say, Nutridyne, or just any other area that you think is tied to the biological apocalypse. But if you're to look at this soberly, at the biology of the pollution of how we've been polluting the planet, and I'm not going to go be a nutball to say, if we get rid of all SUVs, we're going to solve our problem. No, because the SUVs and all the vehicles have produced nitric oxide, which is actually more toxic to the ozone layer than the so-called chlorofluorocarbons, which is garbage because a brick doesn't float in your pool. It goes to the bottom of the pool. So chlorofluorocarbons do not get to the upper atmosphere. Radiotoxins do get up there, like radioiodine, and we're not fixing Fukushima Daiichi, which is destroying the ozone layer, and also the post-geriatric reactors that give off thorium, strontium, and other toxins, and radioiodine, and they're continually producing more each year. I think they're beyond the seventh year now for Fukushima Daiichi, and we're damaging the ozone layer and the oceans even more. So the prophecy was that there shall be a one-third of the oceans will be poisoned with Chernobyl, which is wormwood, the poison that Moses cleared of the water so they could drink water for the ancient 3.5 million people that followed Moses into the desert and eventually to the Holy Land. What people don't understand, we're poisoning Earth, and even if we don't have a nuclear war or a passing comet like Apophis, which is going to come by in 11 years, wiping us out or causing a great deal of grief, we're just going to kill ourselves with pollution. It's going to feminize us, sterilize us, reduce human IQs. They did a research study in China, and they had 500,000-plus barefoot scientists about 6 years ago in China, and they came to the conclusion after a decade of research that you can't find anybody with IQs over 170 if they have fluoridated water. So if you're drinking fluoridated water, forget about finding an Einstein or a Goethe or a super genius with an IQ over 170. It's not going to happen. So if you don't drink our pure water system water, we talked about this yesterday with Jonathan Gray, many diseases can be cured simply by drinking completely clean water, even before you start adding nutraceuticals. But then you add nutraceuticals like Nutriodine to kill pathogens, because every disease state has a stealth pathogen as a cofactor. Vascular disease, nanobacteria, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, and other pathogens. Many diseases, including dementia, there's viruses growing in the brain tissue itself, and there's free radicals caused by stealth pathogens in the gut with leaky gut syndrome, elevated cytokine levels, and elevated anti-tissue antibodies caused by stealth pathogens looking like the same peptide sequences as body proteins. So it's a very nasty world out there, and I triple dog dare anybody to try to see if they can challenge me on the scientific basis of this. So ask away your toughest question you can think of.
So how does iodine supplementation affect the brain to raise IQ?
Well, it does three things. Firstly, in the infant, it basically helps myelination of the brain. It increases the neurotransmitter level and increases the number of synaptic connections. So if you have infantile cretinism, you actually have hypothyroidism of the brain, and you get a small brain, decreased myelination pathways in the brain, and decreased neural connections. So the actual skull and the skull circumference is small, and it's permanent. It's a permanent form of infantile hypothyroidism, and actually can cause permanent brain microcephaly, small brain size.
So what about hypothyroidism causes the brain to remain smaller?
Decreased mitochondrial number, decreased myelination, decreased neural connections, decreased glial cell growth, decreased astrocyte growth, so you don't end up with enough large astrocytes, decreased numbers of neural networks, decreased size of the various nuclei, including the hippocampus and the motor areas and the association speech cortex of the brain. Basically, everything is shrinked. Because if you don't have mitochondria, remember now we're a bicameral organism. We have eukaryotic DNA in our nucleoplasm, and we have the mitochondrial DNA in every nerve cell. For example, there's 500,000 to several million mitochondria. And if you basically have cretinism, you're going to have a decreased number of total mitochondria. So one of the sine qua nons of aging is you've got old, damaged mitochondria, and you don't have, you know, Donald Trump there saying you're fired. They just accumulate. So if you want to look at an electron microscope of someone who's getting old and their organs are getting decrepit, they have two things. Decreased mitophagy, decreased ability to get rid of old damaged mitochondria, and decreased programmed cell apoptosis. Now, if you have the FOXO2 gene, which I have, you have a much higher chance of living to be 100. But there are nutraceuticals which will simulate that too. So we can give you nutraceuticals like our NTH Max, etc. And I'm about to launch another nutraceutical that will lengthen your telomeres to talk crosstalk. But we have EGFT frequencies for mineral atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids to increase your lifespan. We have these special minerals in our Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus. They're Albion chelated minerals. And I'm working on some other technology here that I'll release when it's ready. But we have the EGFT frequencies right now. So you can actually pump into frequencies, whether it's heart disease or dementia or arthritis, whatever. And if someone wants it, though, they don't just order peptides, because a lot of people try to be their own doctor. Not going to happen. If you request them, you have to email me. I'll give you the list of nutraceuticals, because you must take the right nutraceuticals with it, and you should ideally take, if you're taking peptides, the EGFT frequencies for both the mainly the minerals, but we can also do a custom amino acids. If I do special blood tests on you, send it off to specific labs to look at your amino acidopathies that are tied to specific illnesses. If you think your doctor knows even a tiny fraction of what I know, you're a fool. They don't. They can't even get in the same room with me, let alone ask the right question. Okay? Not going to happen.
It's an open.
As I say, I will die for you, but I won't take a centillion of crap from anybody. I want people, if they want to engage, ask a good question. Be like a little child coming in and say, Doc, what do you think about this or that? But don't come in thinking that you know more than Dr. Deagle and you're going to win the argument. It's going to get ugly. Now I've been warned even by my wife, said, don't be that nasty. People want to ask questions. No, I don't want people to make stupid statements thinking they know more than me. Unless they can support it, and if they can, which can happen, I'm fully open to being trained, but don't assume right off the bat, if you're doing an ad hominem attack or make stupid statements, that you have any conception whatsoever. I've been doing work in this area of thyroid and mitochondrial metabolism for almost 40 years now. I brought the test over from Germany for reverse thyroid hormone. And I even talked to endocrinologists and subspecialists in cardiology, they don't know squat. They have no conception of biochemistry, epigenetics, toxicology, autoimmune disease, cytokines. They're clueless. It's really disgusting. And I'm retired. I teach doctors, and I do it free. I don't charge doctors to train them. I just say, if you have a chart and you want to learn as an apprentice, I'll charge you $150 per half hour to review the records and give you a protocol of what tests you can do in your local hospital, say in Venezuela or Germany. And I'll tell you what imaging studies and other things you can do to prove that I'm right. Now, I didn't do this because I'm like an arrogant son of a bitch. There's a difference between talented and arrogant, you know? Let's put it this way. If I was a sprinter like Usain Bolt when he was at his peak before he got defeated last year, I'm like a mental sprinter. You're not going to beat me, I'm not going to break a sweat, and I'm still going to beat you. So you got to understand that. I'm not doing it because I'm an arrogant SOB. I'm doing it because I'm the teacher, and you need to listen. If you form getting another idea from some knucklehead who's marketing anywhere else, or if you think you're going to just take, say, peptides without taking all the other nutraceuticals or your GFT frequency, I'm pioneering the science. I'm getting patents on all this technology. No one else on Earth has this. So my EGFT frequency therapies and others, and I've been talking to Dr. Greg Hicks, kind of a neurologist in Houston, about incorporating it to put it through our light pads, the Enlight technology, Lumen Photon pads. But you have to understand, because I have a radio show, doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm doing in these other areas. I'm a researcher primarily. I do radio to try to popularize it so people understand and to teach doctors. But most people don't have the guts to even ask a good question. It disturbs me. I want people to ask questions they think are impossible. Ask a stumpable question, and then maybe people don't realize I have natural talents. I'm smarter than most. Maybe not all, but smarter than most. But I know the answer is 8 to 12% of the time. God literally gives me the answer as you're asking the question, or gives me literally audible or visions or even how to search the search engines or access to laboratories. Things just happen to me so I get in contact with people. I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University with a Harvard cardiologist 20 years ago. And I had it in my office in Denver, seeing people with high blood viscosity and cytokine levels, and I was doing research with Dr. Ralph Holdsworth talking about blood viscosity and cardiac disease. When I talk to the average cardiologist, they're so out of touch, they think it's voodoo. And this is done in certified labs like Tutwell of Washington, Meridian Valley Labs, and Veritas Lab, which is a federally certified lab in Northern California at a university. So you can't argue with me unless you want to get a few marks, because I'm not going to be pleasant about it, because I'm sick and tired of people who think they know more than me, and they damn well don't.
And so I had a question about, since we were talking about the brain earlier, this one is for like people who are struggling with abnormal sleep patterns. How does iodine help facilitate the pineal gland?
The worst thing that iodine does is, guess what? It calcifies your pineal. It decalcifies your pineal if you get the proper plasma form. Most people, if you actually do a plain CT scan or x-ray, you can actually see calcification of the choroid plexus and the pineal. If it's calcifying, you have to understand your higher spiritual cord of living waters, or the silver cord, as it says in the book of Genesis, is actually connected to your pineal. That's literally the connection of your soul plugged into your physical body through your pineal gland. Now, the pineal is a master gland that regulates not only the reticular activating cells on a 180-minute cycle to release melatonin, it also is a master over your hypothalamus and pituitary. So that it's the key, if you want to call it, pacemaker, almost like a metronome inside your cell, your body, for even releasing the harmonic resonant frequency to tell your liver to still be a liver. The pineal gland is a master gland that actually masters over even the harmonic resonant frequency generators in the nuclei of your brain that tell your liver and your kidneys to still be kidneys. That's why if you take someone's kidneys out or liver after 2 to 3 days, they stop being a liver or kidneys. Do you know that? Without the resonant frequency of a physical body, your organs deteriorate back down to individual cells that don't know what the hell to do.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? Now, doctors don't understand the epigenetics of that. I do. And that's why I have skill sets that if I use them nastily and became a sort of, instead of Anakin Sky Deagle, Darth Deagle, I can make the most deadly weapon in human history. And you wouldn't see it coming. I'm not going to do it because I'm not an evil bastard, but I'll tell you, I've been visited by the dark side, and I understand the skill sets I have, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do evil crap with my skill sets and knowledge. I'm not. I want people to realize, if you're not taking our Nutriodine, and you don't have to take a lot. If you're thyroid, take 5 drops in water 3 times a day, or twice a day. If you're trying to knock out an infection for the first 4 or 5 days, 15 drops in water will knock out everything from herpes zoster, if you got a shingles, to a bad bronchitis, to whatever. And the thing is, when doctors are stupid, they give you, you know, a swab of your throat and give you an antibiotic. How many times do you think the antibiotic's going to work on a very narrow spectrum of gram-positive organisms when you could have bacteria, they're not gram-positive, you can have fungi, you can have nanobacteria, you can have parasites in there. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the doctors give an antibiotic, and then they give you Benadryl or something stupid. They just want you to get rid of you, get out of the office. You know, we call them Gomers in the emergency room. We call them, get out of my emergency room. You like that, Gomer?
Yeah. That is true, because we've actually had, so we support missions with the Nutridyne formula over in Africa, and we've had 3 individuals come back who were prescribed medication for the malaria, and it's not helping them at all, so they've reached out to us, you know, to get the Nutridyne.
Right, not only that, Ebola. Ebola, do you think there's any Ebola treatment that conventionally works? Now, of course, we have antivirals, but if you take ribavirin or any antiviral that's kind of pharmaceutical-based, your hemoglobin can drop literally up to 2 grams a day. Do you know that? You can cause massive, catastrophic anemia within a week of just taking an antiviral, and you can get a massive hepatocellular destruction and liver failure in a matter of a couple of weeks on some of these drugs. They're not nice.
Yeah, and they've been on them for 6 months, and they've had no, you know, symptoms of getting better. And you know,
they go on Nutridyne, and Ebola's gone in a couple of days.
Exactly.
And they go, or they're dying. So
exactly.
Now, the problem is people don't understand the near future, time for the next 5 to 7 years, is very dark indeed. And we're going to talk about this in hour 3 with Deborah Tavares. Now, I don't often get into things that I can't provide you with a solution, but the biggest problem is the solution is us. Just like the future is us. The bride of God is us. The new technologies of the Jetsons and the new future where we have human lifespan of thousands of years is us. But if we don't correct the evilness and the violence of the world, even if you could live physically and never die, never age, the average person would still have people dying at 5 and 10 years of age, and the average person could live, and it was a relatively peaceful world, 475 years, and only one person in 10,000 would live in 10,000. That's on actuarial tables done 10 years ago. So you got to fix the biochemistry. Our world is dying. We're polluting ourselves. We're destroying our IQ. We're now also fusing with technology, so soon our PDAs will be smarter than us. You want to resurrect your mitochondria? You want to get rid of the pathogens that are killing you and giving you cancer? You got to take Nutridyne. I want to start off with the 7 synergistic herbs, but I'm going to expand it a bit. If you have already coronary artery disease or peripheral vascular disease, which, by the way, what percentage of men over age 40 have a 93% blockage of at least one artery below their leg, their knee?
Half, maybe?
It's actually over 40% have a partial blockage, but of you look over 90% blockage, 20% over 90% blockage, and their only symptom might be they get a cramp in their leg or their foot feels funny or tingly, but in actual fact they get an arterial blockage to say they may pudendal artery below their knee. Hmm. And then when you look at the heart, if people say, well, hey, I'm getting impotence, the most common cause of impotence isn't just andropause with male hormones. They got blocked arteries to the penile artery, and if they have them blocked there, you're damn well sure if you do a high-speed CT scan of their heart, they're going to show calcified arteries like the left anterior descending or circumflex artery are calcifying. A cardiosynthesis scan is the most accurate regular test for it, but it can even be normal if you slowly develop collateral circulation, so your CT scan may be normal, and you can do an angiogram and find blocked arteries. So the best screening test is actually high-speed CT. If you got calcified plaque, you're screwed. And we can unscrew you with Cardiovasc and full vitamin K2, Omega Supreme Pro monoglyceride, CoQ10 Supreme, and our Vascucare carnitine, etc., and the omega fatty acids, along with things like vitamin K2, menaquinone 7, to reverse the calcified plaque, along with natokinase, with PQQ to resurrect your mitochondria, which are dying in your cardiomyocyte and your blood vessel walls of the myenteric plexus, muscle plexus of your artery walls, which are mainly 75% mitochondria. So cardiovascular is a pretty important formula, but the amount of ignorance in the medical profession based on the Framingham and other studies is disgusting. Doctors don't know squat in terms of biochemistry. They don't know anything about intermediate metabolism, autoimmunity. If you even start measuring things like nanobacteria, their eyes rotate in opposite directions. It's like, are you kidding me? That's why somebody with bad teeth, if they don't go back and get a biological dentist to clean up their freaking mouth, why do a heart bypass or heart surgery, even a transplant? It's not going to work. Okay? So I'm amazed at the level of stupidity among the medical profession. They hold themselves out as being really super geniuses, and they understand this. No, they aren't. They're marketers, they're salesmen, and they're procedurists. And they're in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I've been in this business now for soon approaching half a century, and I'm getting freaking sick of it. I'm sick of people who pretend that they know what the hell they're doing, and they don't. Let's put it this way. I'm like the medical version of Donald Trump when you want to build a building. He comes in, he says, look, that contractor, you're out of here. This guy here, you got 30 days to get this done after this guy does this. And if you don't show up on time, at a certain hour, I'm going to come down to the job site with a hard hat on. I'm going to fire your ass. I mean, that's what people have to understand is the medical system is stupid. It's expensive. And if you wait until someone's in real big trouble, it's expensive as hell. Plus, no one really, they did a recent review of 20,000 cases of cardiac bypass, and it doesn't increase your lifespan at all. It might reduce some of your angina and make you feel like, hey, really good. I'm not having that chest pain when I go to have sex. But in actual fact, you don't live longer. Isn't that wild? Because you don't alter mm-hmm. the underlying disease, which is why you need things like nutraceuticals like Cardiovasc. You don't alter the underlying disease and reverse the calcification and plaque formation, you're still going to face plant syndrome. You're still going to die. Interesting, hey? Now, you can augment that with other things like extracorporeal counterpulsation. I had him on last year, a guy from New York, which is Vasomedical. You can add to it with special peptides like cardiac and vascular peptides. But you need to take all our nutraceuticals. I have knuckleheads that think, well, I just want to order the peptides. Go to hell. I'm not going to give you the damn peptides unless you take our other nutraceuticals. And other technologies are going to recommend to you, because if you're already heading toward a cardiac bypass, you either listen to me or you're going to listen to the knife. The surgeon is going to put you down to sleep. They're going to put you on a heart-lung bypass ECMO machine. You're going to throw off hundreds of microclots to your brain, and you're never going to be the same. And you don't want to listen to me. The results are always grisly. And I don't mean to be a bearer of doom, but if you don't listen to me, damn it, you know, it's not good to be right all the time. It's a pain in the ass. And I've gotten that, I've only learned that knowledge after an awful lot of blood and guts and a lot of dead people, okay? That's why they say you practice medicine. I don't need to practice anymore. I got it down. I don't need to practice anymore. But I can tell you, the doctors aren't ordering the right tests. They're not doing the right changes in a person's lifestyle or diet. I had one doctor said, oh, you just have to go off of all meat. No, you don't. If you have grass-fed beef, it has the same fatty acids as salmon, wild salmon. But I don't have it regularly more than once a month because it makes me hyper. But I'm a polo pescatarian, you know. In other words, I eat fish and chicken. A little bit. and eat lots of vegetables, especially organic. Yeah. Don't eat non-organic vegetables, go to hell. I'm not going to do it. But you got to take nutraceuticals like Cardivasc, and I take a ton of it. I take at least two to three times a day, plus in my drink. So let's go through those components. But if you want to know what tests to do, I tell you free. It doesn't cost you anything to email me and say, what should my doctor do? I'm going to give you the inside scoop. When you go to your doctor, you just say, who the hell told you that? Who told you to order that test? You know, even if the doctor has it in his own spectrum, might he have it in his own freaking office, and he won't do it, like measuring your blood viscosity. You know, there are a lot of doctors right across the country, and I can give you a website link. You can go and find out what your blood viscosity is now, and if you're releasing nitric oxide and opening up your arteries. And if you're not testing it, you don't know. And if your doctor doesn't test it, they're not fixing it. How do they know if whatever they gave you drug-wise or lifestyle-wise actually fixed anything? Mm-hmm. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yep.
So let's go through them, and we'll do them quickly. First is Vitexin from the leaf and flower of the
hawthorn plant.
And it is a cardiotonic like digitalis, and makes your heart and your blood vessels contract. Next one is?
We have the garlic.
It's not just aged garlic. It's an aged garlic that produces not only angiotensin-converting enzyme blockage, it kills the nanobacteria. Nanobacteria are bad, and they're all around your gums and teeth, and they actually colonize through your arteries. So nobody gets heart disease without an infection of nanobacteria and viruses like cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, and perhaps other pathogens, including fungi. You know when they say cancer is a fungus? Yes, indeed. Fungus mm-hmm. among us. You got a fungus among us that's in your breast, your prostate, or your brain. That's, along with other pathogens, makes your DNA cause your cells to go crazy and turn into cancer. Okay? And every tissue, by the way, that's sick is hypoxic and acidotic. Every tissue at 6 is a low redox state with low electron density. That's why the Linus Pauling field ion scanner, which he theorized, I've actually come up with a theory of how to do it, and I'm going to patent my theory before I go to a radiological company to build the field ion scanner. So in the 25th century, bones in the Star Trek Enterprise, so many parsecs of space from Earth into deep space, will have a way of analyzing crew members and actually identifying what the hell's wrong with them far from Earth. So people need to start grasping that. We do have this technology. It really is available.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, next component.
So then we have the cayenne.
Tell us what's in cayenne.
Capsaicin, which dilates the blood vessels.
Right, and it's going to release nitric oxide. Now, you heard about the three gas system that the body works on?
No.
Well, we actually had a lecturer, a really good scientist, actually, because occasionally there's lectures of real hard science, and I love that, at the Academy meeting in Las Vegas in December 2017. And if your body doesn't have nitric oxide, it can't even unload oxygen from the oxyhemoglobin dissociation of your hemoglobin into the tissues. So you don't have a two-gas system, you have a three-gas. Mm. You have, and this is what causes angina. We did a study back in 87 when I worked with a company looking at Holter monitoring, and we didn't do just like a day. We do a week-long or a month-long Holter monitor, and one-third of males over age 30, not 50 or 60, that have hypertension, even just mild hypertension, have multiple dozens of spells of coronary artery spasm and ST wave changes at multiple parts across their chest that you won't even pick necessarily up on a treadmill stress. They're actually, maybe they're asleep in stage 4 sleep, dreaming about something stressful or having an argument or just watching TV or driving through the freeway, and they're getting an STT wave change, and they don't even know that spasm is because they don't have nitric oxide, so their artery spasms up and their circulation drops and they get chest pain. Or they don't get chest pain, they have a silent coronary ischemia. As they say, one-third of males and 55% of females are going to have a cardiac event. Don't have a warning before faceplant syndrome. So if you think your doctor is going to pre-diagnose you, know they'll pat you on the back, say, see you next year. Not unless they also go to heaven. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Or hell, if they're not a good boy or girl. Right? Back in a minute. Let's proceed with the rest of these supplements. You know, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you got a bad attitude. Yes, and I've earned it. You know, like that. You remember that old commercial on television? Yes. Was one of the Stewart Barney, whatever, these companies that make money. And they earned it. Yeah, I earned it. Believe me, I went through literally hell dealing with knuckleheads right through school, residency, post-residency, state medical boards, doctors who think they know better. It's disgusting. And I believe in scientific validation. If you can prove scientifically what you're talking about, I remember I worked with a biochemist, Dr. Moskowitz, who's also a cardiologist at the University of British Columbia 41 years ago, and I can tell you, this so-called theory about heart disease is insane. The current approach to healthcare is, don't ever fix the problem like cancer, heart disease, you're going to ruin our business. I had a discussion with Dr. Roger Damley, who's invasive cardiology that did ablation of cardiac conduction pathways. He did an 8-year fellowship after a 4-year residency in cardiology. And he said, well, I heard, Deagle, you know something about atherogenesis, because we shared office space. I was an internal medicine doc, and I took over the practice of 4 general internists. So I had this giant practice of all these diabetics. I had something like 800 diabetics alone, not including everybody else. Mm-hmm. And none of them had proper testing, even for microalbumin in the urine. So we went over to the Greek hospital, Greek restaurant right beside the hospital, Swedish Hospital Medical Center, downtown Denver. And I did a data dump. And, you know, I do this on the air, and people are, oh, I'm afraid to call Dr. Deagle. He'll abuse me. No, I won't. If you do it gingerly and nicely, and don't do it hominem attacks saying how nasty I am and how whatever, or I should show respect for this or that one, and you just want to simply ask a good question, you're more than welcome. I'll teach you. But if you want to pick an argument and you want to get into mixed mental martial arts, I'm going to give you the beating of your life. And you need it. You need that beating because you know what people aren't getting taught in school. You know, in university, they get you to select your own curriculum. They give you a good grade. Everybody's graduating now with at least a 3.2. These people are coming out ignorant, with graduating with real grade point averages, like, yeah, grade point knuckleheads. Right? It's amazing. They don't have to read books and actually challenge their own intellect or even what they think they know, or challenge their professors. If you're a good student, you should make your professor's day miserable by asking questions they can't answer. I beg people to ask questions. You know what? They don't. They just don't ask questions. They don't call in. They don't even email. Say, oh, I'm afraid. They just want to know maybe something about basic stuff about their health. But they don't ask a tough question because they think, well, my doctor knows more than my Dr. Deagle. Not that's a fat chance on that. Because I've been doing work with advanced laboratories for 4 decades, and I can tell you, almost every theory I've been taught in medical school and residency is horse manure. Bad, isn't it? Whether it's cancer, heart disease, or dementia, or Parkinson's disease, or autoimmunity, it's horse manure. And you're not going to fix the problem. It's like the bug theory. If you're a bug and you don't believe in glass, you're never going to get through the window. Never going to get through the window because you're an ignorant bug. You do not believe in glass, so no matter how times you bump your antenna against the glass, you're not getting through it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
You like that? That's what I call the glass theorem. You like that, eh? Unfortunately, most people are too busy playing with their mental blocks to listen up. And I can tell them what tests to do that can validate. They say, hey, you can go to see your cardiologist and get this test done for blood viscosity and nitric oxide, and you can find out whether or not you actually are going to block off your arteries down the road, even if now you're in your 20s or 30s. And you got to start early. I really honestly think everybody that has a perfusion test, like this non-invasive perfusion test, if it's abnormal, you need to start on cardiovascular when you're 20s. You don't wait till your 30s and 40s. It takes 20 years of bad cardiac health to block off an artery and make you faceplant. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. Like, hey, I'm 45, all of a sudden I got heart disease. No. You started at 25, you had a crappy diet, crappy lifestyle, drank toxic water from your tap, like it was fine, and then you wonder why at 20 years later you're actually waiting for a bypass? You've got to be kidding. So let's go to the next component.
So the next component is the valerian.
Balancing your autonomic nervous system. Everybody's in fight or flight. Now, what do you think the most common symptom of people nowadays is?
Anxiety.
Exactly. Anxiety and insomnia. Do you know why? We're being bathed with scalar waves that actually jam our pineal gland, so we're in constant stress. Fight or flight, sympathetic overdrive. So you got to calm anxiety. That's why we have things like Stress to Go with banaba, ashwagandha extract, and other things. and 5-HTP to maintain serotonin. The valerian literally stimulates what's called parasympathetic or calming and healing pathways in your autonomic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is going to release and lower the blood viscosity and increase microcirculation. Next.
Bilberry.
Smallest ionizable antioxidant except for hydrogen. So it's going to get through all your solid organs in your brain and tissues and prevent you from literally burning out your organs, like your kidney, your liver, your brain tissue. And we're constantly bathed in free radicals. Metabolism itself generates free radicals. It's like having an engine without oil. Think of bilberry as like the oil in the engine of your cells. It stops the free radicals from burning out your mitochondria and your cell, your DNA. Next.
Last component is milk thistle.
A universal detoxifier helps to stimulate your body to detox. A lot of the chemicals we're exposed to in air, food, and water are getting to our artery walls and burning them. I mean, and we have not only chemical toxins, we've got radiotoxins, and we've got electrotoxins. All of them cause free radicals. And if you don't stop that and you don't detoxify, you're going to get in trouble. So, what do you think the most common, what would say would be the toughest question you would ask about heart disease and cardiovascular that you can think of that you haven't had answered yet?
Well, what does blood pressure have to do with circulation? Like, what is blood pressure?
What is blood? Well, first off, have you ever heard of the Karatka sounds? Well, it's an Eastern European doctor about 200 years ago discovered the Karatka sounds basically as a way of actually putting squeezing down the arteries and hearing the change of the pulse, so it goes from a sharp pulse at the top of your blood pressure to a dull pulse, eventually fades out at diastolic. Your actual middle pressure is somewhere between your systolic and diastolic. Systolic is the peak pressure when your artery contracts. The diastolic is the resting lower pressure. And basically, when your heart pumps, that shearing force strikes the arteries, and the arteries then have a secondary peristaltic wave. Your artery peristaltic wave actually is non-Newtonian fluid dynamics. Pumps 2/3 to 3/4 of your blood. It's not pumped by your heart. It's pumped by your aorta and by your peripheral arteries and arterioles and vascular bed. And none of the blood flow back to your heart is your heart. Your heart doesn't have a giant straw through the inferior and superior vena cava sucking the blood back to itself. It's the blood vessels that contract to create your diastolic pressure and actually return the blood to the heart through the right atrium, the right ventricle. And what people don't understand is if your blood vessels are failing, it's not, blood pressure is basically a sign that your blood vessels are not doing their job. They're like warehousemen that don't want to work. So you got the warehouseman job master, you know, the head of the crew. He tries to start moving boxes and fixing things up in the warehouse, and he starts to kind of freak his back up or can't do it all because he's got 10 or 12 guys working for them, and six decide to take a smoke break for half an hour. And they have a job that's doing right now. That's what hypertension is. Hypertension is your heart's trying to compensate, your blood vessels aren't doing their job, so the heart's pumping against functional resistance. Eventually, the arteries, because of the free radical damage and the mitochondrial damage, they actually calcify. If you do a high-speed CT scan, which takes 8 seconds before your head's all the way in the pillow, you can see your arteries calcifying. And if you do a B-scan ultrasound of your arteries in your neck, if that plaque's calcifying, you're screwed. Now, you can reverse it if you use the right nutraceuticals like vitamin K2 and natokinase, but if you think your doctor knows how to do this, you're deluded. They don't know anything. They don't even know that the dark chocolate's very good with polyphenols to reverse calcified plaque and help heart failure. Or that vitamin D is extremely important for heart function. Or vitamin K2 taken in high dosage will reverse calcified plaque in your arteries. But you have to be on cardiovascular. It stops plaque, reduces blood viscosity, it releases nitric oxide. And if you don't have plaque, you're going to find your leg cramps are going to go away and that blocked artery that the surgeon wanted to buy a bigger boat by cutting on your leg and putting in a Dacron graft, he's not going to be able to buy the bigger boat, damn it. He's going to have to be satisfied with whatever boat he's got, you know, if it's only a 20-footer. Sorry, buddy. Not this year. They listened to Deagle. They took their cardiovasc. They don't need surgery now. Damn it. No bigger boat. What do you think of that?
Too bad for them.
Yeah, too bad. Or if they like to fly the glide planes, they can't get a nice new glide plane. How's that? That's what you like to do.
Yeah, that's right.
I doubt it, though. I have a feeling it's too placid for cardiac surgeons. They want something aggressive, like a high-speed boat. They can go tuna fishing or whatever.
Mm.
I don't think there's too much tuna fishing in Lake Ontario, though, is there? No.
I don't think so.
But off the East Coast, there is. Thank you for listening. We're coming back with the wild lady. I call it the... She's a cadaver dog for the bad news. She's found something else that's really bad. We're going to talk about in the next hour.